And 26, 27, 28, 26.
I wish them radio people would quit following me every place I go.
Oh, shucks, ain't no radio people following you. That's just imagination.
He's the only one that ain't.
Huh? Who ain't?
Imagination, or whatever her name is.
Oh, imagination ain't a girl. It's when you start imagining things. Imagining.
Well, what's imagining?
Imagine? Oh, well, that's... Oh. Well, suppose I figured I had $1,000,000. Now, wouldn't I be?
You'd be so dad darn tight, you wouldn't even lend me 50 cents of it.
No, that's not the idea. I guess you don't know much about big words, do you?
No, but I know you.
No, is that so?
Yes, so.
Mm-hmm. Well, I might be shaving, but I ain't so crazy that I think some fella's following me around.
I ain't neither crazy. I guess I know.
Well, who is he that's following you? What's he look like?
Which one?
Which one? Why, is there more than one?
Yeah, there's four.
Four?
Yes, there was only one at first. Now there's four.
Right, that's the Peters. If I don't believe you are crazy, four fellas following you. Well, after this, you stay in the store, and I'll do the outside job. And here, you just start in by counting over the tickets we sold for the big broadcast tomorrow.
Well, where are you going?
I'm going over to the post office. Now, here's the list of people that bought tickets for tomorrow night. I left off at 28. You count the rest of them.
Shucks. Always making up something to do.
Never mind. You go ahead and count them. We got to know how many chairs to put in here tomorrow night, don't we? And I'll be right back. Just a bit.
Well, don't hang around shooting off your mouth over there all day. Dagnabbit. Let's see here. 28, 29, 30, 31.
Wait, that's wrong.
What's wrong?
31.
Well, how do you mean it's wrong?
31 last month and 31 next month, but this month it's only 30.
Let's see, I'll count them again.
You don't have to count. Look at your calendar there. See? 30. Am I right or wrong?
Yeah, you're right, but of course...
there can be no buts. I am either right or wrong, and you admit I am right.
Yeah, but concern it, I'm talking about people. About how many people we can get in the store here tomorrow.
Yes, but tomorrow is a day in this month, is it not?
Yes, of course it is.
And if there were more than 30 in this month, it wouldn't be this month, would it? It would be next month. Right or wrong?
Yeah, I reckon you're right.
And you do not want those people in there here next month, do you?
No, we want them here tomorrow.
And there you are. 30 is the answer.
Yes, sir. Huh? Yeah, I reckon that's right, then, after all.
You see, you do it with mirrors.
Do what?
Shave. But wait. Let me tell you the story of my life. My father died when he was a small boy, and so my mother never met him. That is why I was named Smith.
Smith, huh?
Yes, Smith. After my dear old Uncle William Gunger. You know, they always called him Ferdinand Fancy Pants because his name was Ignaz Kapalevich.
Yeah, but...
never drop a penny.
Well, why not?
Because your pursuers may pick up the scent.
Pursuers?
Yes. I am being followed by two men.
Yeah, shucks, that's nothing. I'm being followed by four.
By four?
Yes, sir. Four fellas have been following me all over.
Oh, they got it. At last. Here, sir. Take this. 'Tis my last dollar, but now 'tis yours.
Yeah, but what you giving it to me for?
Because I've always said that I give my last dollar to see a man crazier than I am. Who's afraid of the big fat wolf? The big fat wolf? The big fat wolf? Who's afraid of the big fat wolf?
Shucks. I bet the dad darn dollar is counterfeit. Well, I might as well ring it up. Probably be the only sale we make all day anyway. Now, let's see. I count these.
Robinson showed up yet?
I ain't seen him. Why?
I got a letter here for him. Says important.
Robertson ain't so important. He just thinks he is.
No, I don't mean Robertson's important. Means letter's important. Says Robertson Dunn, Corn Center Radio Station, important. Maybe I better open it.
Now, go ahead. Let's see what it says.
Oh, my. It's a regular printed letterhead. Says the top here, Willie Hop and his Rhythm Boys.
Says what?
Willie Hop. And
how do I know whether he'll hop or...
Oh, I ain't asking if he'll hop. I said Willie Hop over the top of the letter.
Yeah, but will who hop? Well, who hop over the top of the ladder?
No, that ain't Pip. Willie.
Well, I'll bet. I'll bite. What's the answer?
They ain't no answer. That's the...
And that darn crazy riddle. It ain't got no answer.
But consonant thing to riddle, Ev. That's his name.
Riddle?
No, Hop. Hop. That's his name. Willie Hop and his rhythm boys. Now, keep still. Let me see what this says. Dear Robertson, sure glad to get your wire, and we'll be in Corn Center for broadcast. We can handle that job like pie. I'll bring 15 pieces.
Pieces of what?
Pieces of pie.
What do we want 15 pieces of pie at the broadcast for?
Just keep still and maybe it'll save. 15 pieces and we'll give it to him either sweet or hot.
Shucks. That darn thing don't make sense.
Oh, of course it makes sense. He's bringing 15 pieces of pie and you can have them sweet or you can have them hot.
Yes, I bet the dad darn pie is no good.
Yeah, the pie'll be all right. Now keep your sunshine trap shut. I still have Ted Gray and his brother with me playing clarinet and doubling in sax.
Doubling in sax?
That's what it says. Wonder what they're doubling for.
Must have a stomachache. I told you that pie wasn't no good.
Yes, but they wouldn't double up in the sax just because the pie didn't agree with them.
Maybe they did.
Let's see what else it says. I'm also bringing the girls' trio that appeared on the El Smoko Cigar program last winter and the Apollo Quartet, who have been singing on weather-tight roofs for the last 26 weeks.
I bet they're dad-dearing glad to get down.
Yes. Altogether, I'll have 23 people for the broadcast. Wire, if okay. Best regards, Willie.
See, I told you. They ain't a lick of sense in the whole darn letter.
Why, certainly they is. As plain as a nose in the face. This fella's a friend of Robertson's, and he's bringing 23 people down here to listen to broadcast. That'll mean $23 in our pocket. Here, take this pencil.
Well, what for?
I want you to write down a telegram telling him it's okay. Get ready there. Mr. Willie Hopper, yes, H-O-P-P, St. Rex Hotel, San Francisco. Everything's fine. You got that?
Yeah, I got it.
Okay to bring the pie, but never mind the two fellas in the sack. You just sign it Robertson Dunn.
Robertson Dunn.
Yes. Well, now take it over and send it.
Well, why don't you take it?
I went to the post office, didn't I? Now it's your turn. Go on, get going.
Oh, shucks. Well, I am going, and I always
rush it down. Go ahead. 23 people beside all these. We're going to have a crowd at that broadcast tomorrow. Hope we can get them all in. Maybe we'll have to...
Good morning.
How do you, mister? What can I do for you?
I am Dr. Heinrich von Stock of the State and Senate Department. I would like some information.
Mm-hmm.
I am looking for a man who sometimes goes by the name of F. Peter. Have you seen him around here?
Why, of course you have. He just a second ago, just went out.
You don't say. Tell me, does he ever claim that his name is Smith?
No, not that I ever heard. He's always been just plain F. Peters to me. But wait, I'll go and fetch him.
One moment. Does he sometimes think he is being followed?
Yes, he does.
Tell me about it.
Well, I'll go and get him if you...
No. Tell me about his being followed.
Well, first he said he was followed by one feller, and now he says there's four of them following him.
Oh, that's fine. He's...
But I can catch him in just a minute, sir. I'll call him back.
Long distance. Yes. Give me the state building. Yes, please. Hello? This is Dr. Van Stock. Well, I found the escaped maniac, but he might be dangerous. Before I examine him, you'd better send over a couple of men.